Welcome to It Gas. I'm your host, Shamori Kennard. Today, I have a guest, a reoccurring guest on the show, my partner, Hustler Jones, and we are going to discuss this Will and Jada thing. I know you heard about it. We are here for all the smoke. I got questions. No further ado, I'm going to introduce my dog, Hus. Hus, what it do? What up, Hus?
What it do?
I want to talk about damn Will Smith and Jada Pinkett.
Do we have to?
Yeah. We got to.
I'm so sick of
it. Have you heard about it?
I can't help but hear about it. Every social media, every time I pick my phone up,
what you think? What you think? What are you thinking about this woman?
To be honest?
Yes.
That motherfucker crazy. A few sandwiches
so
short of a picnic.
So I say this. I used to have respect for her. And I my image of her has diminished.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I've been stopping liking her after Woo.
No, I still like her. Nah, all of the rumors. All of the rumors, I think they're true now. I defended that lady. Now I shouldn't have.
Anytime you don't really get no rebuttal, bro, you can really look at that man's face and know that shit was real. If you just look at, okay, you remember back in the day when Mike Tyson and Robin Gibbons had that interview?
That's right.
And you could look at his face and whisper, right. You could tell, and everybody was saying, that ain't true, this and that. You could tell some truth behind some shit just looking at his face and how he wasn't really responding, just letting her say this and say that and da-da-da-da-da. You know what I mean? That's a person that's, when you really in love, bro, it won't allow you to really talk bad about nobody. You ever notice that?
Yes.
When you really in love.
Yes.
That's why he ain't said shit. And she was doing all, saying all that foul shit and bring it back to the future and what you see was going on with that. Remember how Will was looking all crazy in the face and all this other type of shit? All the going up there slapping the nigga in the face. All the that lady, that, bro, a lot of that patch of hell motherfucker, bro. That patch of hell motherfucker. He controls a lot of niggas.
Do you believe that he acted out of character because she pushed him to that?
Yeah. I believe she's running him. A lot of just think about it, bro. How many bro, I'm 45. All right. We around the same era of people. How many dudes have you known throughout years who acted like that, and then when you get around and you see the woman and you start to understand why they acting like that?
Yeah.
There you go.
I knew this. I just wanted to hear your side of it, bro. Listen, this lady, how can you write a book on your husband while you still with your husband that's going to embarrass your husband?
Easy. Listen. You got to blame, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to get to you blood raw, all right? You know how they talk about how social media and different things, you know, it was a plus. The internet's a plus, but at the same time, it gave a lot of cons, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Reason why I brought that up and the reason why I'm saying that, when the reality shows started coming out, who are on reality shows? Who are on it? Just be honest. Are they current stars or stars that are irrelevant and they're trying to get back into relevancy?
Mostly people who are trying to get back into relevancy.
Exactly. So that's what you're seeing a lot of now with the social media era, where people are trying to get back into relevancy and trying to get back into the spotlight, and he's her way of how to get back into the spotlight. Instead of you sitting your ass...
So it's not an easier way for her?
Bro, to be honest with you, it's attention seeking. I just posted about this today on Facebook. I said a person that's attention seeking type of individual is one of the most dangerous people in the world.
The most.
Because they will do anything to gain that attention. Anything you think they won't do, they will do.
Destroy a man that has been a model citizen, a good person.
Just think about this. You were the man that's literally built the legacy to all you got to do is sit your ass down and collect money for the rest of your fucking life.
I mean, this is another thing now. She is still getting her own money.
Yeah, but still, she ain't getting money like him.
Absolutely not.
So exactly, and that's where it comes in at. See, okay, remember I said a long time ago, we have two things as human beings that is the hardest things to fight, which is ego and pride. These are two things that are given to us to keep you from doing stupid shit like cutting your wrist, jumping off a building, shit like that, correct? So now, these are things also that can hinder you if you cannot put them in check. You can honestly tell that this is a person that's not satisfied, sitting back, I'm not making my money like I used to, I'm not a star like I used to. You can even tell, bro, she went and got cosmetic surgery, all that type of shit, she's already pretty.
Yes.
You see what I mean? So why is you doing all that?
I had a crush on her.
So why is you doing all that? To be seen and be relevant. See, that's not working. It didn't work. So what can I do next? They're not casting me in movies. They're not putting me on.
She was just on a TV show for like 7 years.
What TV show?
Gotham. Yeah, bro, that show was huge.
I know. I understand that. But Gotham. Yeah. This not no prominent role to where she's the star. You get it?
But I believe.
Ego and pride. I'm not the star. I want the shine. I want the limelight. How do I get the limelight?
Not like that.
Nah.
I mean, I guess it is for her.
For her?
Man, she killing that man, bro.
For her?
I hate to see him go through that.
No, I don't. Because any person that allows something to happen to them, I can't feel sorry for you. I can't feel sorry for you.
I feel sorry for him.
This ain't the first incident.
You right.
You see what I'm saying? This ain't the first incident. Then you get out of character in national TV and go in there and slap another man in front of millions. You see what I'm saying?
Well, did you hear the backstory on that now?
Nah, I didn't.
That Chris Rock, before that, called her and asked her out on a date.
Oh.
You ain't know that.
Oh. He should have let her have her. Fuck that. Hey, so he be the next thing to talk about.
From my understanding, Chris Rock ain't going for that. He just left his wife for over, I think they was married.
But
for
see, that's a real alpha male. That's what lets you know. See the difference between that. A lot of people think they understand what alpha mean.
Right, they don't.
You see what I'm saying? That lets you know Will's not an alpha male, bro. You can tell that from the shit that's going on, what's happening, isn't it? You not finna go through no shit like that. I'm not finna go through no shit like that.
No, I'm not doing that.
You see what I mean?
You making me look crazy to the world.
To the world. Like, I'm straight bitch.
Bump the world to my mama, to my kids.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
It just is what it is.
Yeah, he called her and asked her, he said, he asked her out on a date. And she said, what? He said, yeah, you and Will going through a divorce, aren't you? I would love to take you out. And she, now, from what she said, she was
she
disgusted
must have turned it down.
By it. She did.
That's why he said the G.I. Jane shit.
Well, no, because the G.I. Jane thing, he had made another joke about her a few years before that. So, okay, so from what I heard it was reported to me, like Earl Carter say, it was reported to me that the first joke she didn't like it. She told Will about it, and I guess they had a conversation about it. That's what I heard. So then you go and call the lady and ask her on a date. And then you did the G.I. Jane thing. Now, which brings me up to this date and time where I heard another report. It was reported to me that she in her book talk about Tupac having alopecia.
Oh, Lord. Oh, she talking about the Tupac now. Ain't alopecia where your hair fall out?
Correct. Now, that's what she just said she was diagnosed with before the Oscars, and that's why her hair was falling out. That's why she had cut it all low. It was already low, but low like your head.
Mm-hmm. Why y'all let people know I ain't got no hair?
You Hustler Jones, I think they know that already. Listen, but nah, for real. So that's another joke in its own.
Yeah.
Globally. Now both jokes was globally. It was on another award show that he did the other joke. So it disturbed me though, because in the book they said she's talking about she was selling dope. Like all these things she coming out with now, like
when she was selling dope.
Well,
I need this book now. She might get a couple dollars.
I was watching. You watch Willie D podcast?
Nah, I didn't even know he had one.
Yeah, for some years now.
I gotta watch that with
Willie
D something else.
Willie D say every week she coming up with something else she used to do. Nah, it's strange and funny to me that she. Okay, we already know she had a thing for Tupac. And then she say Tupac, oh, he while he was in prison, he proposed to her, asked her to marry, and that could be true. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know. But I don't know, it seems like she is infatuated with Tupac.
Didn't she say a long time ago to me since she would have left Will for Tupac?
Well, Will Smith and Tupac they didn't have a friendship because she was dealing with Will Smith and she would just get up and leave and go see about Tupac whenever he called.
So Will been a simp. Basically, he wrote the blueprint for her to act the way she acted.
No. Because I also know, and I heard her say this out of her own mouth, when they got together and got married, that she got mad at Will and she cussed him out. And Will told her, if you ever cuss at me again, I'm leaving you.
That's bullshit. So basically what I said.
Do you think that she been cussing him out? Now?
Yeah, she been cussing him out.
And he just didn't leave.
Listen.
He love her.
Listen.
The little patch of hair you said.
That patch of hair motherfucker. Yeah. But at the same time, just like you could train a dog, you could train a human. And if you was doing this in the early in the relationship, what they always say, if you see this shit in the beginning, it don't get better. It don't do nothing but get worse as the relationship goes on and on and on.
That's right.
So if that was happening, if she getting up when another man called to go see about another man, when y'all having y'all dealings, what you think gonna happen down the line? So basically, they just had kids just to have kids.
Yeah, but the kids messed up too.
Yeah, I heard one of them.
One of them? I say kids.
Yeah.
Kids with an S. Kids. Meaning, they strange.
Little weirdos.
Willow and Jaden. And they got other kids, but Willow and Jaden, it's strange kids, man.
You learn through osmosis.
Then they got, I don't know how much you know about them, but they had the daughter in the bed with a grown man.
Wait, what?
Yes, look it up on your phone right quick. Look it up on your phone right quick. Willow Smith in the bed with a grown man.
You know I'm nosy, I'm going.
Yeah. What kind of, we know they're not stable now. What kind of stable household let their daughter be in the bed with a grown man?
But ain't she grown now? How old is she?
Yeah, she wasn't grown at this time. This I'm telling you, weirdo shit that been going on for a long time. You found it?
Yep, it said Willow Smith I'm finna press on it now, so I pull up.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
This in 2014.
Yeah.
Actor was it? Moise?
I don't know his name. I don't know his name. I don't know his name, but
7 years her senior.
Yeah. So she was what, 14?
13, he was 20.
Yes, exactly. Would you let your daughter?
Fuck no.
I know that. I just asked the question.
Hell no.
I just asked.
I've been doing time in the chain gang.
I know.
I see some shit like this.
Then, it's rumors of the son being gay. Now, we talking about children. We not talking about adults at the time. That's ridiculous, bro. So, it been some things going on.
I mean, in her defense, he do look like a little midget.
I don't care about... would you care? Would you care that the grown man was shorter than your daughter?
Would I care? I'm going to be upset by the grown man, period.
Exactly.
But you might have got away with me not knowing his age because he looked like she older than him.
But they knew his age. So all this ties in to this big picture, right?
It's a lot of pictures of them together.
That's what I'm... Bro, what do you think I'm telling you this for? Then you let your son be with a man underage. So the parenting messed up. The marriage messed up. The household messed up.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, Will... I believe this lady drove him to the state of mind he in right now.
Well, I'm going to say this, right? It pertains to it, but it don't. You know, I've studied a lot of things, right? And me and you have this conversation before, what I'm finna say. Majority of species of animals, and humans are animals.
Yeah.
The woman is the alpha male.
Correct.
So, you know, the woman go out, do all the hunting, things of that nature, just like the lion, the man says,
well,
don't take care
alpha.
Of pride,
she's not
shit
an
like
alpha
that.
Alpha male. She's an alpha.
Yeah, she's an alpha. She's an alpha.
She's an alpha male.
My bad. But you get what I'm saying, like the
there
alpha.
There not be no damn.
Now that we find that out, there gonna be some other shit.
They already say they like swinging and dealing with women and men and... He letting men do this and do that. Man, I hope them... Listen, for many years, I'm telling you the honest to God truth. I don't know why. Maybe because I had a crush on her when I was growing up. And maybe because I like Will so much because of all the great things he's done, right? Maybe I was blinded. And sometimes us as humans and people, we do that for people that we love. We'll overlook or take up for them, not knowing the real truth.
Right.
We just give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
I was giving them the benefit of the doubt when all these swinger allegations.
I believed it.
I don't know if I believed it.
The reason why
I don't know if I didn't. I just didn't want to accept it.
The reason why I believed it is because.
You say he'd be out there with Diddy.
No, I ain't. Nah, it's just the fact that a lot of them child stars or people that really, really started young.
Like Macaulay Culkin.
Mm-hmm, a lot of them, they're weirdos, bro. A lot of them, they're weirdos.
Yeah, but man. This lady tried, bro. She had August Alsina, man.
Ain't he friends with the son?
Yes! Get what I'm saying? I say the kids messed up, the marriage messed up, the house messed up. Now, how you bring August Alsina in your house and have this man living with y'all?
Nah, he was...
Yes! You didn't know that?
Nah, I'm going to be up on a lot of that shit, bro. I stay in my own little world.
Man,
bro.
I be in my own world, too, but guess what? They brought it to me. They brought it to the whole world. And that's... Stephen A. Smith was talking about it. He said, man, if that's what y'all do, you do. He said, but you don't have to say it to the whole world. You got your husband out here looking crazy.
I'm telling you what it is, what it's about. That bitch trying to get on a reality show or something.
She got her own show.
She got a show?
Yes, called Red Table Talk.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Red Table Talk, man. She's got books. She got TV shows.
Wait, that's what it is then. That's what it is. That's her reality show. That's her way of relevancy. Yeah, to get bro. Back in the line
but yes. A lot of... Bro, listen. Okay. That's just wrong, dog. It's wrong. For you to sit here and tie your husband down. Now, mind you this. He the one got all the money. You gonna tie your money down?
But and that's why I feel the way I feel. Now you may agree with me, you may not. But when I was in the game, I learned a lot of things about what the powers that be do, how they orchestrate relationships. Just like that's for true. Example with Travis Kelce and mm-hmm. the girl with Taylor Swift right mm-hmm. now. Taylor Swift got this movie and all this other shit. Now all of a sudden she's dating the most popular tight end in the league, and she's always at the game.
Well,
it's like orchestration shit.
She been doing stunts like that.
You know what I'm saying? But you get what I'm saying? Like yeah. They're orchestrating that. So I wouldn't doubt it if 20 years down the line we find out that all this shit was staged and set up for this, that, and the third, and all this other shit and this.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this. I don't think it's staged all right, but it ain't staged how we think it's staged. She's staging it to make Will go blow his brains out.
If you do, he a fucking fool. But at the same time, though.
Okay, now Will Smith ain't never had no street cred or no, you know.
Nah, he no
macho bravado. It was never that. So you can't even hold him to that kind of standard.
That's why I said what I said. Though. She the alpha.
He like the dude we had on that panel the other day. Say he wanted to take his own self out because he was sad.
Mm.
Now, people get sad and want to do that, but man, it's more soft guys that think like that. I would say it's more soft men that think like that. When I say soft, I don't mean like they can't take a punch or something like that. Like, soft mentally.
Sometimes, you know, I've seen women do this. I have. I've seen women stick with an individual out of, for the kids or for the relationship or things of that nature. But it's just weird to me when I see stars do shit like that. The reason being is because a lot of us normal people, like they say, normal people or regular people, you may get up there in age and feel like, you know, this is what, the devil I know is better than the devil I don't. And, you know, I done put in all this time, might as well just stick it out. I've seen that. But when you a star, like Will Smith, ain't like you it's so many of them that, you know what I'm saying, and have another one on your arm.
Right now.
Right now. The very next day.
Right now.
So it's just weird to me. That's why I said what I said. She has to be the alpha, bro. She's got to be. Yeah, I would love to be the fly on the wall. She probably make that nigga cook.
Do you think maybe she has something on him?
No, because she would have said it.
No, I don't.
That talking bitch would have said it. Whatever that she has on him.
I mean, she got a book out.
Yeah, she would have said it.
I ain't read it yet.
Yeah, she would have said it. I don't think she got nothing on him. I really feel like, you know how it is, bro. Just think about it. When you got a motherfucker that you can walk all over and do whatever, and you know they ain't going nowhere, you gonna do that.
But damn, how long?
As long as they allow you to do it. and he's literally letting her do it. Bruh, if you can get up, just think about this. Christ. Just think about it. Even though we've already said this, right? Yeah, it was a joke, or whatever, years before, whatever, da 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 da. You get up in front of, bro, wasn't that the Grammys?
Oscars.
That's even bigger. You see what I'm saying? So
Grammys is music.
Yeah, it's music. So that was the Oscars. Yeah. That's even bigger than the Grammys.
It is.
So you mean to tell me.
It's billions of people tuning in.
You getting up in front of all these people that's there and the people that's watching it
and
to strike another man.
And she says on this interview, she got a 2-hour interview with this show I saw online, and I started watching. I cut it off. But she then said she didn't know he was going to do that until he started to walk back down from the stage. Huh? How? You know what you've been telling that man? You want...
She's telling a lie. Because if you watch the actual video, now I've seen the video 1,000 times.
Yeah.
You seen when she tapping?
Yes.
And they saying something.
And that's when he got up.
Right. She's telling a goddamn lie. That's why that meme out there right now. When I seen you this, let you know, I'm letting you know you're telling a bald-headed lie. With her face on it.
So, I saw that tap. But I also know... She was telling that man how unsatisfied she was about them jokes. Now, for a good man or a good husband, he felt he had to protect her.
In front of millions, though? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he felt that. Man, I don't know what she got on. She got something on.
That nigga, I'm going to tell you why he did that, though. This was a way to get me back in the dough.
Well, guess what she said on the interview?
What she said?
Oh, since that day, we've been in a really good place, and we've been working on ourselves, and everything is coming back together.
How? So, when she just lady, up with some new shit.
Wait, the lady said to her in the interview, so even though you guys were technically divorced but not divorced on paper, it may not be a divorce now. Is that what you're saying to me? That's what she said.
This a new interview?
Yes. She on a book run, man. She on a book run. Yeah, she tell him, she told the interviewer, she said, we've been in a good place and it's working out. And no, it may never be it's not going to be a divorce on paper. She said they promised each other that many years ago, but they would just live separate. But now she's saying it's, forget all of that. We're building ourselves back up to be in a relationship. Then she told these people she hadn't had sex with her husband in 7 years, and she was unsatisfied.
She hasn't?
Yes.
Nigga.
That's what she said.
Yeah, something weird.
And she said she was unsatisfied. Stephen A. say, you mean to tell me you couldn't get the mailman, you couldn't get the pool boy, you couldn't get a trainer, you had to go get your son friend? Like, and you brought him in the same house that Will Smith.
That's his
house.
That's a dumb. I wouldn't doubt it if she's a dominatrix. Because that's like, well, I'm telling you.
Maybe she is.
I'm
maybe that's what she got
her,
on.
Her movements are like. The mistress, dominatrix, right. Individual type. That's her movements, her actions.
But
you know what? You just like what you said. You
but let me ask you this. See, and then now this is what I gotta say. She ain't try Pac like that.
Pac is alpha.
There's yeah, you right. But what I'm saying, go back to like I say, the weaker man. And his a weaker man thoughts. You may have a similar thought to a weak man, but it take you a lot longer to get to that thought. You know what I'm saying? Than a weaker man.
Right.
Where you might want to die. You might want to, but it's gonna take you a long time. To get to that point where you're going to say, well, I'm going to see if I want to or not. Whereas a weaker person would just be, he get fired from his job or, you know, girlfriend leave him.
But at the second time, I'm going to be honest with you.
He want to go.
I don't think he's weak like that. I think he's weak for her.
Yes, I agree with you.
Like what we used to call back in the day, tender dick.
Yeah. Yes.
For her.
I mean, but for what, man? You ain't getting none. Mm-hmm. If you're not having sex,
he infatuated with her or something like when he met her or something?
He married her.
You know what I'm saying? Before they got married, did you ever see anything in him talking about like
No, because they was teenagers.
The reason why I'm telling you this, because you remember when Mike Tyson, how Mike Tyson met Robin Gibbons?
Mm-hmm.
He was infatuated with her, watching her on TV every day, on that Head of the Class show, and sent his agent to find her information and, you know, set up a date.
Man, to me.
Because think about it now. Because when Set It Off came out and all that type of shit, Will was doing what?
He was doing movies.
Yeah, but he was still like before Set It Off.
You know, Fresh Prince?
I'm trying to think of her career
career?
I'm not really a fan of her like that. But I remember, what years did those stuff come out? Them early shits.
She was in plays, she was in films, and that's how her and Pop got together at the School of the Arts.
See, that's what I think it was. Will was watching her and became infatuated with her.
Maybe, because that could be true, because while he was doing Fresh Prince, she was doing A Different World.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Cosby Show.
See what I'm saying?
So it could be true. It could be some truth to what you're saying. But either way, man, don't let no woman do you like that, bro.
Nah,
how can you come back from that?
You can't. Because anyone that you get with is going to try you.
Now, Will, at the end of the day, they're going to celebrate Will eventually when he's 70 or 80. They're not going to celebrate her that way.
Mm-mm. That's what I'm saying. Like her claim to fame, to be honest, because Different World and all that type of shit, she was just a person. Her claim to fame is Set It Off. What other things has she really done that made a motherfucker say?
She did some other good movies.
What? Hold on, let me look it up.
She did the movie with Tommy Davidson. She said she did Woo.
That shit was trash.
Well, back then it wasn't. People loved it. See, that was when we really had ghetto movies. Look it up and then quote it.
I just want to see the things.
She got a lot of things, bro. I'm
trying to see what she did that was big. Jada Pinkett was in The Matrix?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember her, honestly.
She had a leading role in The Matrix.
If the Walls Could Talk, The Matrix, Angels Have Fallen. I don't remember her in none of these
shit. She was on Girls Trip, wasn't she? Was she?
I don't think I seen that.
See Girls Trip?
Yes, I did. She was.
You don't know about that pineapple?
Yeah, she was in Girls Trip. That was a good one. She was in Magic Mike. She was in Bad Moms. But all this is recent. I'm talking about like...
Keep going.
She did a lot of voiceovers for the Madagascar movies.
Yeah, keep going.
A lot of these movies I ain't never even seen. The Women, The Human Contract, Rage Over Me. See, this is what I'm saying. Look at this. Collateral. I don't remember her in Collateral. I remember Jamie Foxx and Tom Cruise. She's in all the Matrixes, it said.
Yes. She's one of the leading characters.
I don't remember. I'm trying to remember.
She's one of the leading characters, bro.
It's been years since I've seen it.
So now we go back. We go. You got Set It Off.
She was in Ali, Kingdom Come, Scream 2. Set It Off is like the really only one. And Nutty Professor. And 94 was...
Got Menace to Society.
Low Down Dirty
Shame. Oh, Jason Leary was big.
Yeah, I remember Jason Leary. I remember Menace to Society. Yeah, so that's what I think what it was, bro. Because, see, look, this was the heyday right here.
Yes.
Good movies.
Yeah, Menace Low Down Dirty Shame.
First movie she was in, Menace Society, then Inkwell, Jason's Lyric, Low Down Dirty Shame, Nutty Professor, Set It Off. The rest of these movies, bro, to be honest with you, I don't remember her in none of these shits. None of these shits. Like, she ain't had no leading role in The Matrix, bro. She was on
there.
She couldn't have no leading role. She did. I remember Morpheus.
Bro.
I remember Morpheus. I remember the white lady doing the Chinese moves in the air in slow motion.
She had a leading role in The Matrix, bro. She's the one. It wasn't number by five people in the agents.
I know, but I don't remember her. That's what I'm saying. That's bad. I just don't remember her in there.
Anyway, she got a good working career. Hold on, let me see what she worth. About TV?
It says how much she worth right here. Let me see. She worth $50 million. That ain't shit compared to Will money.
No, that's not. But still, she don't have to worry about nothing.
Look at this. And it says Will Smith is worth $350 million.
Yes. Let a man make $20 million a movie, man.
I just don't understand this lady.
Look up her TV career. TV career. We can get somewhere like this. Dealing in facts. Because she has enough money that she does not have to do this. And I bet she might be worth $100 million after this book.
I want to go to in the beginning. Because that's what that's my philosophy. I believe she was okay, she ain't really getting to
that's TV.
Yeah, but it only starts in 2009 though.
Yeah, she has some films on TV work.
Yeah, I know she had way more early in 2009, but
absolutely.
Well.
From the '80s, the '90s.
Let me see, TV show.
But while you look that up, let me ask you this. Don't you find it funny that she says Tupac had alopecia and then she have alopecia? They talked about selling drugs. Now she selling drugs. Like, not saying she didn't. I just find it funny that you still infatuated with this man 25 years after his death. And you so infatuated, and so even her children told her she need to hang that up.
Yeah, she was in a different world in 87. Just okay. A supporting role in 87. And then she returned, said her big break came in 91. So she was on there from 87 to 91, but her big break came in 91.
Mm-hmm.
And then she didn't return again to True Colors.
Okay, what year was that?
That's 92.
Okay.
And then she was off TV for a while until 2009 on Hawthorne.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gotham in 2014, 2007. She was on
that
for
was
3 years.
That was a good show, by the way. Fish Mooney, that was her name in the show.
Yeah, Fish.
You watched the whole Gotham?
Yeah, I watched some of it. I didn't watch all of it because I got tired of waiting for Batman to become Batman. I didn't want to see him in no trial.
Oh, man, it was great. I enjoyed it. But, all right, needless to say, she has enough money. She has her own career. Without Will, if Will left her today, she would be straight. It has to be something. It gotta be something, bro. I just can't believe a man of that cachet and stature, bro, would let a woman, his wife, by the way, that out of her own mouth has said that he don't take no disrespect from her.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have to question. Cause I got to feel that he know all of this is disrespectful.
Yeah, but that's what it is. Look, see right here, look. It said she made her first major feature film 2 years later after Different World and Menace to Society, which gave her the fame.
That's right.
And which I believe that's what it is. Cause I remember Menace to Society came out. I was living in Okinawa, Japan. And my people's in the military. And shit, he was still doing Fresh Prince at that time.
Yeah.
So that he was very young. I'm saying, how old was he in 93?
I would say probably about maybe 17, 18,
mm-hmm. See,
19.
See what I'm saying? That childhood infatuation with somebody. And
I had it too.
And now your ass is
I'm glad I ain't never make it that big. I would have tried her.
Yep, that's what it is.
I wouldn't have been like this. I would have been killed her.
This is what I believe.
I would have killed her. You're not finna embarrass me in front of the whole world like that.
Yeah, some certain things take a motherfucker over the edge, bro.
That would have took me over the edge. You got to think. I have children. We have children that's looking. Now, how can you tell your kid to stay in their place when you letting the one, when you letting your wife just ragdoll you around the world like that?
Right.
They, and I heard that they had problems with the kids not listening and doing what they wanted to do. And guess what? I don't know if it's... It can't be. It can't be. I'm trying to find words to say it because it's so crazy. It's a crazy situation. But it can't be that he wanted this for his family. It can't be.
Hell no, no man want no shit like that.
You don't know boy want no shit.
That shit listen, all dysfunctional. Bro, it's all listen. Dysfunctional.
You had August Alsina living in a doggone house. How convenient.
He allowed that shit too.
Yeah, and I don't care nothing about no separation. You ain't finna come live here. Oh, we helping him. And then they talked about how she took advantage of him while he was on drugs and while he was on lean. She took advantage of him.
August?
Yes. In a state of mind where he was like a zombie. Nah. She must have some good stuff down there.
Can't be. He ain't had it 7 years.
He don't want it. Would you want it after somebody doing you like that? No.
Yeah, motherfucking, I ain't gonna lie to you. I would have been gone long time ago. The Tupac shit. When she said what she said years ago before all this even came
what,
out.
What
before,
did she say?
Years ago before the August Alsina shit and everything. She said if Tupac faked his death and she found out he was alive, she would leave Will Smith for Tupac. Nigga asked her that and she said that. I would have been gone then.
You doggone right. I wouldn't have took that for me.
I'd have been gone when she was calling you going to check on this nigga.
You right. You right. Oh, no, nah, we done. Hey, man, you can take your little bony behind on somewhere.
Going over there.
You I'm, doggone right.
She ain't got no ass, no titties, no nothing.
She was fine back man, then. Stop. Back then, she was fine.
She was slim with a
she
little
was,
booty.
She was fine then, though.
With a little booty.
On Woo. And Low Down Dirty Shame.
And Lil Booty. That's it.
What happened to it?
Age.
What happened to it?
The motherfucking age, boy. Some people have kids and get fine. Some people have kids
but
and
she
the
not
kids
ugly,
suck it
nah,
out.
It's
suck
just,
it away.
I'm going to tell you
I ain't
going
to lie to you. She ugly as fuck. Ever since she went and got her face fucked up, nah, she's fucked
don't
up.
I think
me.
She ugly. But what I do think is my perception of her beauty have changed because she ugly. And it's
her
rubbing.
Personality is
it's rubbing out. Yes, but Lord, I feel so bad for that man.
It's funny to me. Fuck it.
It is funny.
Fuck both of them. Because
I'm like,
you
yo,
allowing
bro,
shit like that.
I'm like, bro, what's going on with you? You let this woman, this little bitty woman, this little itty bitty woman, do you like this in front of the world? And then you slapping people because of it.
Bro, I don't know that shit.
I can't go through that. I won't go. I'm gonna tell you too. This make people not want to get married. It make people not because you live all this time. So okay, the last 7 years, you were married to this man, and y'all was separated. Can you look up, I think they got married in 97.
When they got married?
Yeah, I think it was 97 if I remember.
It was right after, wasn't that cowboy, what it was called? That cowboy?
Wild Wild West?
Yeah, I think it was after that, wasn't it?
I don't know, but just, and I'm only asking you to look that up because I need to know how many
years they've been
good
going, 97?
Years. Okay.
December 31st.
So 97 to 2000 and what was 7 years? What would be 7 years before now? We in 2023. So 16.
They met
2016.
I told you.
What?
I told you. I knew that's what it was.
What?
He was infatuated with that girl because
that's what
they said. 93.
Yeah.
She was on Miss Society.
That's right.
In 94, he had an audition for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And they got married in 97.
She was on there too, what?
Mm-hmm. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. They say the pair have two children. Yeah, we already know that. Along with Trey Smith.
That's the oldest son, right? That's Will. That's Will's son. Yeah, yeah.
From his first marriage. So you left a motherfucker. But I know his first wife laughing like a motherfucker. Grass ain't always green on the other side of the fence. I know she laughing like a son, bitch.
Fucking over my for sure pussy trying to get some more pussy. Damn, man. But I heard that wife was not good for him. And he left her. So if you left that wife for less, why is it so hard for you to leave Jada? I'm telling you, I think she got some on her, man. She got some of them tapes. And didn't you say something about Diddy?
Think she might got some real exposed things.
They say that. I'm being funny. You didn't say that. But I know you done heard them stories about, they say that they would go to them Diddy parties. And
I heard all type of shit about Diddy later.
Yeah, Keefy D, murders and all that.
All type of shit.
But we talking about them parties now. The parties. What does she know? See, and then.
So this lady got a production company and all. Look at this.
I told you that. Her show.
She done produced. She produced films, documentary, television series.
Hus, I keep telling you, the money is not. It's not the money, but you steady trying to.
I think it's the relevancy. Like I was telling you about the ego. I want to be seen.
Well, go do some work.
I don't want my name
go
in the credits.
Go do some work.
I want to be seen.
Go do some work. You got your own production company.
She's doing some work. She's putting out a book.
You doggone right.
She's putting business out there.
She's doing a whole bunch of work.
She's doing some work.
She's doing some work on Will, too.
Yeah, that's a limelight thing, bro.
And her mom, I saw on the same, her mom come out with a statement saying, oh, leave my daughter alone, and she's a great person, and they signed off on this when y'all married and all of this. Bro, it's something going on, bro. But this kind of stuff keep people, righteous people, from moving forward with a relationship, especially when it's a woman like that. So this woman played her role from 97 to 2000 and what, 16? 16, 17, 18, 18 to 19, 19 to 20, 20 to 21, 21 to 22, 20. So that's 7 years. So she played her role from 97 to 2016.
Only to just say this, that, and the third when we get to
But 2000. You finna destroy it? Listen, okay, first of all, you just said 50 million ain't shit, right?
Compared to
Will.
I mean, it's something compared to what I got.
So, if she leaves him and blow through her money.
That's what all this shit for. It's like she trying to build up her shit to where.
But you have your own companies. You have your own production company. If you want to be in a movie, go star in one of your own movies. Tyler Perry does it. Go star in your own movie. Get back. Hey, you ain't lost nothing.
But you know how a lot of them women are. A lot of them women are, I don't look like I used to look, so I don't want to be in the West name. A lot of, especially a lot of
you don't look like you used to look, so
white women don't care.
You
notice that?
Yeah, I know.
White women don't give a damn. They can be old as shit still doing their
thing. Doggone right.
I look totally different.
You doggone right.
But a lot of the sisters, you notice, you pay attention to a lot of them.
You doggone right.
They'll do the B-movie route.
You doggone right. Or they go get some more surgery.
Or they disappear. You're right. Or get some surgery to try to get
Yeah, they go get some more surgeries. I watched NeNe Leakes do the same thing. Her husband died. She,
What's the other girl from Jada Pinkett Book? But Vivica Fox did it.
And she's messed up. Kai used to have a crush on her too.
She looked horrible after that.
She went from A-list movies after that surgery to Lifetime.
Even her though. That's why I say I believe it's a ploy that Jada's doing. Because remember what Vivica did? Vivica to try to get back in the limelight, like she started dating 50 Cent. And then remember 50 said the reason why he stopped talking to her because he noticed, he like, I didn't notice it at first until like the third or fourth place we went. It's like nobody knows we're here, but all of a sudden paparazzi show up all the motherfucking time. He find out this bitch was letting the bitch know where they at, so they come take pictures and all that type of shit and shit like that. Trying to get back in the limelight.
Scandalous.
Trying to get back in the limelight, bro.
Scandalous. You like Tupac so much, go listen to Scandalous.
That real, nah. She's so scandalous.
Yeah, go listen to Scandalous. Like Tupac so much. He talking about you.
Talk about your ass. And if you don't get
He's speaking to you from the grave.
And if you don't want to hear that, go listen to Jay-Z, Bitches and Sisters.
Listen, bro, it's crazy. I can't fathom that. And I'd rather have a broken heart. I'd rather go through depression. I'd rather go do drugs than to let you do me like that. It's in like, front of the world, bro.
It's like you really blackballing me.
You don't. It's really like you don't give a fuck about me.
It's all about you. I need to be seen. I need to be heard.
It's
literally the same thing with Tyson and Robert Givens, bro. Literally the same thing.
But at least Mike Tyson did say, no, that's not true.
What, in that interview with Barbara, what's her name?
I'm saying when he had another interview, he said, no, that wasn't true. And he said why he didn't say nothing. They asked him why he said, I couldn't believe it was coming out of a mouth.
That and the fact he was on medication. He was heavy on medication before the interview. Heavy on medication.
But at least he said something.
But he said something after she left him. You get it?
Yes. I'm saying at least he said something.
See, Mike,
Jada said she ain't leaving.
Mike was like an alpha too, though. Mike was trying to beat her ass and all, though. So
allegedly.
Nah, ain't no allegedly.
I don't know that.
Ain't no allegedly.
Mike, I ain't say that.
I said, Mike, I ain't say that.
I ain't say that, Mike.
Mike, 60 years old. I run from Mike. Catch me.
You better run from him. Motherfucker, the videos I've been seeing him in, he still like he can run. I seen him fight.
Yeah, I did too.
Okay, right, yeah, he ain't look slow. He damn sure ain't look slow, bro.
Mike had more of an alpha in him, though.
He damn sure you do.
Jada wouldn't play with nobody like that.
Nah, she better not play with no Mike.
Man, boxer. With street
Unless
cred.
Unless she got something on him.
Like what you said. That nigga Will ain't got no street cred.
Man, and here go another thing. Men shouldn't have to have no street cred to have a respectable spouse.
But you already know, like I said a long time ago, a lot of, and I seen a post about this today, right? A dude asked a group of girls, he asked them today, he said, y'all romantic? And they was like, yeah, we believe in romanticism. He said, I'm gonna show you how you don't believe in romanticism. He said, every last one of y'all in here could be working at Burger King or something like that, and a man will come and swoop you off your feet and take care of what's his name, but ain't want damn one of y'all. Let me ask you a question. Would you marry? Would you get with a man that work at Burger King?
Working Ty Kingdom.
That work at what's name? And every last one of them said no. And that's why he said, exactly. Y'all don't believe in what's name. And it's true. The chivalry for us to open doors for you and shit like that. So women that open no door for no nigga.
I say this all the time. Just what you just said, right?
They dictators, bro.
It's this. A man can love a woman, and they got stuff like this on the internet they talk. A man can love a woman unconditionally.
Woman, straight condition.
Yes, conditions. You ain't paid no bills in 20 years. Your husband take care of you. Fall off. You
going
gone.
Somewhere.
You gone. Nah, you might stay for a little bit, but what happened if his downtime is 3-4 years? And they love to say, oh, I ain't happy. You ain't happy. Happy, you'll be happy in next week. Feelings. But that's why men, we don't deal well.
We think logical. Women think with emotional logic. They put emotions in everything.
Yes. And that's she ain't putting no emotions in this though.
Who?
Jada.
Shit.
She ain't putting no emotions. She ain't got no damn emotions is what I see. Well, she's What she is displaying right now is a devil.
I'm telling you, her emotion is the fact that she's not in line. That lady trying
Jada,
to get back
Jada, why
in
you
line,
do this to like, Will, Jada? Why you do this to Poe Will? And Will, why you let this woman do this to you? It's crazy. Hey, man, listen. We're going to wrap this up. We want to hear from you. Send some comments in on...
What do you think is the reason why she's doing it? And why Will still allowing her to do it?
I'm going to ask Diddy.
She got that video.
I'm going to ask Diddy.
She got that video of me playing in his booty.
Hey, let me tell you what she did. Now, before we go, I got to tell you. Did you see the video on the internet where she put up where he getting a massage from the man? He say, see, only a man know about these spots.
No.
You ain't see that?
No.
See if you can find that right quick. See if you can find that right quick. Will Smith gets massage from a man. Let's see what, bro, yeah, it's some things you don't know. But all of this shit coming out now, she got a book coming. She got a book coming, man. Yeah, Will Smith gets massage from a man. See that video.
Yep, there it is.
You see it? Play it.
Jada looks disgusted after Will Smith said, only man. Oh, yeah. Let me go.
Right up your alley. Right up your alley.
I want to see this, yeah.
For those of you who don't know about this video, it's everywhere. It's on YouTube. It's on Instagram. It's on Facebook. It's everywhere.
And she's sitting and look how he's sitting.
Yeah, his legs crossed to hers wide open.
That's what I was saying earlier about orchestrated relationships. They put power people together a lot of times to make more money and all this type of shit. And then they be, you know, having them kids and doing this shit. And what's that's an orchestrated relationship, man. Orchestrated relationship. And that's why they're going through that fuck ass shit they're going through. And a nigga just sitting there in it. Somebody maybe got them forced together or something. I don't know.
Nah, they ain't forced together. They just, who is that?
I don't know. It just popped up on my
screen. Sorry, y'all. He just showed me his
lady. I ain't just showed you. I just went on Instagram and it popped up on my screen.
Oh, he showed me this lady on here. Jesus Christ.
Mary JoJo. Okay,
Lord.
Let me get off of
this. Yes, please. He disrupting the church service right now. Hey, Hus, before we go, man, let them know where they can find you, brother.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Everything under Hustler Jones. HUSTLA _ Jones. JONES.
Man, y'all be sure to go follow this brother. Check him out. Hit him up if you need services. My dog, listen. We not done talking about this. We just ran out of time for today. Matter of fact, I'm going to continue talking about it. We'll be back after this break. I know I said we were done. Hustler Jones is gone. I want to say thank you. I want to say it's an honor. And it was a privilege to have my man on the show once again. But as the old hymn says, I'm not tired yet. Not tired yet. I got more to talk about. I thought we were done. Hus is gone. I found some more clips. on Sister Jada and Brother Will. Now, I come from a ghetto boy. That's right, Brother Willie D. I found a clip from Willie D talking about Brother Will and Sister Jada. Okay, ghetto boy, Willie D. World famous ghetto boy, Willie D. Huss, I want to say this to your brother. Thank you for rendering your services. Thank you for being a guest. We love you. We appreciate you, brother. And I can't wait to see what's coming next from you. But now, we have to continue on our path and journey. Brother Will, Sister Jada, let's hear what Brother Willie D has to say. Let's get his thoughts and opinions. And after he's done, I'm going to join you again. Okay? Okay, we appreciate you, the listener, for sticking in with us. That's right. You've been sticking in with us all night. Now let's hear what Brother Willie D has to say, and I'll be right back with you after this clip is over, okay?
Y'all some valuable information, family. I mean, this is some very much needed information, especially for those of you who love to entertain. Those of you who like to go on dates, do the couples thing, and go on retreats and vacation with your favorite friends and couples and all of that stuff. I want you to listen very closely. Now, I'm not trying to spook anybody, but I am trying to make you aware of the reason I don't move like that. So, let's get right on into it, fam. I ain't no use to procrastinate. Jada Pinkett Smith got a new book coming out. It's called Worthy. In that new book, that new book is going to be a New York bestseller. It's going to be a bestseller. It's going to be a New York Times bestseller. Make no mistake about it. It is going to be a bestseller. She is pretty much just an open the book up, say, here it is. Bam, in your face. You got to say, this is a dope book. Shout out to Chuck D. Flavor Flav, P.E. Oh, man. She's she's talking. She's talking. She's telling. She talked about, in the new book, she talked about selling drugs and how she was totally caught off guard about the slap, and she thought the slap was scripted just like everybody else. Well, not everybody, because I knew it looked real to me. But she didn't believe that it was the real deal until she said he came back to his seat and sat down. Now, what's this new revelation? What else is Jada saying? This right here, this new revelation could perhaps shed some much needed light on why Will went up on that stage and slapped Chris. Like, why he really, really did it. Like, we know that he was talking about his wife. But you know how sometimes when people do stuff, or people get mad about something, or a fight break out, it ain't really about the situation at hand. It's really about something you did in the past. And that was just the last straw. That was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. Now you'd be already on your significant other's nerve. And they do one little thing, like leave a glass on top of the counter, leave a drinking glass on top of the counter, and you lose your mind. It really ain't about that. It's about all the other stuff they did before that. right? Jada said that when the rumors were swirling around about their her and Will getting a divorce, she got a call from none other than Chris Rock, family friend, you know, cool with Will, at least it appeared, from a family friend who asked her. He didn't call and say, hey, just call and check up on you, make sure you all right, everything good, anything I can do to help out, woo-woo. No. She said Chris Rock called her and asked to take her out on a date. Does that add a little extra insight for you, fam? Is that what we're looking for here? If Chris Rock, if we ought to believe what Jada is saying, then since her and Will tell each other everything, they talk about everything, there's a good chance that she told Will, dude tried to holler before. And there's a good chance that Will took exception to that, so much so that the Oscars was just the perfect storm when Chris Rock made the comments about his wife's alopecia. Oh, well, he didn't make it about alopecia, he made it about her head being bald. But it was due to alopecia. But perhaps now we see what that really was about. So while it may have triggered him, some of the things that was happening before that, and probably that was on his mind also, that this dude been trying to get at my woman. Let me teach him a little respect. I want to show y'all something, you know, like on my Instagram, I put up a post and I talk about in that post, there's a post about Will and Jada on my Instagram. And the song that accompanies that post is Backstabs. Y'all remember that song, fam? You know what? I think this is the perfect opportunity to let y'all hear this, hear these lyrics. I want pay close attention to these lyrics, fam, because they mean something. These are not just words to a song. Listen. They say backstab all the time. They want to take your place. The backstabbers, they smile in your face. All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers. Let me show you something. Where is that picture?
Are you overwhelmed by your payday loan debt? Have you taken out multiple loans and struggling to pay them back? If so, we have some great news for you. A new payday loan forgiveness program has recently been announced, which allows eligible Americans to have up to 80% of their outstanding balance forgiven. However, this program is only available for a limited time, so act fast. If you fall behind on your payday loan payments, you may face serious consequences, such as having your wages garnished, your assets seized, and constant harassment from debt collectors. But there is a way out. To put an end to your payday loan debt problems, simply click on the link below and see if you qualify for the payday loan debt forgiveness program. It only takes 30 seconds to find out, and if you are eligible, we strongly recommend that you take advantage of this opportunity before it's too late. We understand that payday loans can be a lifesaver in times of need, but they can also trap you in a cycle of debt with their high interest rates. This new program is designed to help you get back on your feet and regain your financial freedom. Don't waste any more of your hard-earned money or time. Click on the link below now to see if you qualify for this life-changing program. Remember, calls are taken on a first-come, first-served basis, so act fast to secure your spot.
Are you having trouble paying for healthcare, rent, gas, groceries, and other bills? Then you've got to see this. The government is basically giving me $1,300 in premium credits every single month just because I'm under 65 and make less than $50K per year. Everyone with a Social Security number can qualify to get up to $1,340 in benefits by the United States government. It is set aside under this new act that just passed. Guys, it's powerful. You have up to $1,340 in benefits that's already there waiting for you. You just have to unlock it. The link to the page I used is below this video. Click the button now to claim yours. Since telling people about this, I have had such an overwhelming response. So I know that people really need the benefits. If you're seeing this video, then your state is one of the approved states that is eligible for these premium credits. It's seriously not even hard. All you have to do is do what I did. Go to this link below and tell them you are under 65 and make less than $50K per year, and that you are not on Medicaid. And then a few minutes later, they'll tell you exactly how much you can qualify for and how soon you can get it. Just imagine receiving that kind of assistance every single month. It's life-changing. Now, I am getting my credits every single month like clockwork. And I haven't paid a cent for any healthcare costs. And the amount I'm saving is crazy. It's even covering all of my groceries, gas, and even some of my rent. You can use these benefits and services included in the package every month at stores and pharmacies like Walmart, Target, and CVS, and many others that participate in the program. But sadly, you only have until the end of this week to call and claim this benefit. Remember, the link to the page I used is below this video. Click it now to claim yours. I really don't know why they are giving this much out, but every American family needs to see this. They said the deadline to qualify is this week, so if you want to see what you can qualify for, make sure you hit the link I left for you below this video now, because you might not see this again. Like I said, I've literally paid nothing out of pocket for any of my essential health and medical related costs, because it's all covered by this program, and yet it still seems like no one is even talking about it. I don't know how every family in America hasn't heard of this yet. I just wish I signed up sooner, because unfortunately, you only get these benefits if you call and sign up. So every day, week, or month you put it off could mean you miss out on thousands. Again, the link to the page I used is below this video. Click the button now to claim yours. I've been telling everyone I know about this. As an example, my friend Rick has been pretty broke since graduating college. He was taken off his parents' insurance and left with all his medical bills. I sat with him and forced him to check out this link, and he got signed up in like 3 minutes. And it's saving him something like $330 every single week now. Because of the savings, he was finally able to go get a new car. Now that he doesn't have to walk, he even got a better job. Now, Rick is no longer broke, and no longer has to pay for all of his medical expenses. It was really a life-changing moment. Okay, I'll leave you to it. If you want a life-changing moment...
They smile in your face. All the time they want to take your place. The backstabs. They smile in your face. All the time they want to take your place. The backstabs. Look at these pictures, fam.
Now the pictures he was referring to is Jada, Will, and Chris Rock all together looking like the best of friends, okay? Before we get into this video any further, we want to
thank our sponsors, who you just heard. Now, the reason we have these ads playing in the video or on this show is because we have to get paid. We get paid by advertisements, people. They took my other sponsors away from me when they changed the platforms that I have contracts with, okay? They took some of them. Some of them left. So now I have to adjust. I have to adjust. I still need to make money for this. I am not requesting or requiring you, the listener, to pay me. So I have to have advertisements in. They pay me so that I can give you this broadcast and this radio show and this podcast for free. It's free to you, but it's not free for me. I'm wasting and giving my time away. I need to be paid for that. That is why you will hear advertisements through my shows now. Okay? I used to have them in between, and they were segmented in. Now they have to play sometimes, from time to time, not all the time, throughout the show, okay? So forgive me for having to add some ads. But I have to get paid in order for me to keep bringing you this content on this show. So back to Brother Willie D. Willie D, brother, what else do you have to say about this issue? Let's hear what he has to say right now.
While they want to take your place. Chris, Will hanging out with the wifey. More pictures with the wifey. Smiling, smiling, smiling. All the while, he really want to punch Will. You really want to punch, like kick him to the, like, get out of here, man. He want to walk off. They smile in your face all the time. They want to take your place. Them backstabbers. Somebody's out to get your lady. A few of your buddies, they sure look shady. The blades are long. Clenched tight in their fist, aiming straight at your back, and I don't think they'll miss. Backstabbers. All the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers. I keep getting all these visits from my friends. Yeah, what they doing to me. They come to my house again and again and again and again. Yeah. So are they there to see my woman? I don't even be home, but they just keep on coming. What can I do to get on the right track? I wish they'd take some of these knives out my back. What they do? They smile in your face. All the time they want to take your place. Them backstabbers. This is the reason why I wrote the song, Homie Don't Play That. If you ain't heard it, look it up. I promise you, you'll be able to relate to it. Ghetto Boys, Homie Don't Play That, look it up. Because you have these guys, sometimes you identify as a friend, who have access to your woman. You know, it might be a situation where y'all are all in the same room, but they got access because they're your friends. So they take a picture, they laugh, have drinks together and all that kind of stuff. They come to your house, watch the game, you know, celebrate with you, you know, celebrate birthdays with you, even maybe show up at a funeral or something. Go out to events together. It's all love. Your woman might even look at him like a brother. The whole while, he want to take your place. The entire time, Now look at that picture, knowing what you know now, that this dude tried to holler at Jada.
My name.
Okay. That's a no-no. First and foremost, that's a no-no. I don't want any of my friends, old lady. I don't care how fine she is. I don't care how sexy she is. I don't care how nice she is to me. I don't want any of my friends or my family members' wives or girlfriends. I just don't. Once upon a time, I did, and I didn't care. I didn't even think toward the future and the effect it would have. Once upon a time, I was reckless like that. In my adult life, I am not. Okay? We don't do that. That is not something that we do. You should have no desire to have anybody that you call a friend or family, woman or wife. That's just the truth. Okay? If you do, that means something wrong with you. I can't trust you. You shouldn't be, you should not be trusted. You should not be trusted. That's what that means. Now, I'm going to take you to another clip that you heard from Brother Willie D. Now, we're going to go to Brother Stephen A. Smith. That's right. You know this guy from First Take. You know him from Stephen A. Smith's show. He has some things to say. I told you I wasn't tired yet, and I'm not tired yet. Oh, I wish Huss was still here. Because as new information comes, I know my brother, and he always says this. I'm not talking about him. This is what he always says to me. He say, brother, you know I love to talk. So I wish he was here. Because I just want to hear a little bit more of him talking. As this new information is being given to us by third parties. I have no insight. I wasn't there. I'm not there. I don't know these people personally. But it's been reported to me, like Reverend Earl Carter says, it's been reported to me. I'm not making this stuff up. It's been reported to me. Okay? Let's go and hear what Brother Stephen A. Smith has to say. Brother Stephen A. Smith, talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him, brother.
Jada Pinkett Smith was seen leaving iHeartRadio Studios Wednesday morning in New York City, and she was asked about her thoughts surrounding the allegation by a former employee that her husband, Will Smith, was caught having sex with actor Dwayne Martin. Her response, we suing. Obviously setting up a potential legal battle, according to TMZ. Of course, it's hard to tell if Jada's making the joke or if her family's really considering legal action here. But a source close to the situation told us Will is actually weighing his legal options. So there could be some truth to Jada's response. To be complete and fair, rep for Will told TMZ the whole thing was BS, saying this story is completely fabricated and the claim is unequivocally false. According to TMZ, Dwayne Martin's going to let Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith deny the allegation he had sex with Will, but Dwayne's not jumping into the fray himself. Sources familiar with the situation tell TMZ Dwayne has no plans to publicly respond to the claim because the allegations are so ridiculous. Fine. You know, I brought this subject up because there's a couple of things that really, really bother me here. So a former employee, without question, disgruntled, because why would you do something like that? Even if it was.
The name Brother Bilal may not be a name you heard of, but if you're Will Smith, it's the name of your former friend of nearly 40 years. Bilal, also known as an industry veteran who has been seen working alongside hundreds of celebrities with his product placement company, has decided that he too has a story to tell. This week, Will's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, would cause an uproar online to promote her newest book. And Nai Bilal, who also served as Smith's personal assistant of 8 years, is breaking his silence. To simply put it, meet the man who holds several secrets the Smiths may be hiding from you in the midst of these major headlines.
Okay, I'll let you hear the name of the guy. You can go look that interview up. You can go look that interview up. I played that segment so you can know the assistant's name. Go look it up. Go look it up. He has an interview out. But now we're going to jump back into Brother Stephen A. Smith. Okay, Steve, continue talking to him, brother.
So a former employee, without question, disgruntled, because why would you do something like that? Even if it was true, which, by the way, I personally don't believe, but I don't care either. Whether it's true or not true is none of our business. But a former employee saying something like that. So that's the world we're living in now, where somebody could say something like that. It trends nationwide, if not worldwide. We're all talking about it. And your name is raked through the coals if you're a superstar like Will Smith. So that's the first thought that comes to my mind. The second thought that comes to my mind is, why are people acting like even if it was true, it's such a big deal? I thought we evolved as a society. We're talking about folks who are transgender. We're talking about folks who are born a girl or and decide that they're a boy, or vice versa. Women who say they're men and men who say they're women. We just discussed yesterday how Marlon Wayans' daughter transitioned to a son. I don't even remember if it was the other way around. You know why? Because it doesn't matter. I thought we advanced as a society. So if we really have advanced and it's really not a big deal, why is this being made to be such a big deal? That's point number two. Point number three is the biggest point that I want to make above all else. And I'm standing up here because I'm trying to compose myself. Because I got something that I want to say, but I want to be fair-minded in saying what I'm about to say. So I'm just going to say it. It's all your fault, Jada. You see what happens when you tell people business? Because you see what happens is that even me and everybody else in between could go out there and we could talk about a whole bunch of things. Why? Because you invited us to talk about it. Whether it's leaking out information about your sex life with your husband, whether it's selling a book and telling the world that y'all been separated for 7 years. And by the way, a year after your husband slapped the living shit out of a guy by the name of Chris Rock, who was a noted famous comedian, about 60 pounds lighter because he insulted you in Will Smith's eyes. By the way, Will Smith was laughing initially to that until he saw your reaction. This is at the Academy Awards, which everybody knows from a couple of years ago. This is what the hell happened. Along the way, red table talk. Along the way, Will and I ain't the same anymore. Along the way, ain't that interested in making love anymore. Along the way, your own children were clamoring for Tupac, who died over 25 years ago. Clamoring for a dude, God rest his soul, that they either weren't born or they were toddlers at the time of his passing. Where'd they get that from, Jada? Because if we can believe that pillow talk takes place between a woman and her man, we can certainly believe that talk takes place between a mother and her child. Especially about the other parent. All of this stuff that Will is being subjected to, ladies and gentlemen, let's be clear. As much as we lament and abhor what he did to Chris Rock, up until that point, did it get any cleaner than Will Smith? What did he do wrong? He always wanted to do the right things. He was always about doing the right things. Didn't you love the movie Hitch? Didn't you love iRobot? Don't get me started with Independence Day with him and Vivica Fox. The movie Focus with Margot Robbie. I love that movie. Now let's go. Bad Boys, don't get me started with him and Martin Lawrence. 1, 2, and 3. Bad Boys, Bad Boys, what you gonna do? I loved it. Will Smith is a famed movie star, class personified. Didn't do anything to impugn his reputation at all. I interviewed him when he was doing Concussions. Or the movie Concussion. The dude is outstanding. He's conscientious. Heart's in the right place. But we got to talk about subjects like this because it's trending all over the place. Why? Because people have the license to talk about him. That's why. It ain't just conjecture and speculation where it's his name and so you just talk about it now. Oh, no. Now there's a level of validity in people's mind that gets attached to anything that involves him because his wife gave the opening. Which gets us to a different subject. You see, it's uncomfortable for a lot of men to go that route. But it ain't uncomfortable for me. Oh, no, 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 no. I religiously tell people, mind your damn business. Religiously, I tell the men out there, and I'll tell you women out there, you got somebody in your life, in your personal life, the second they whisper your business, get their ass up out of there. Get rid of them. Get rid of them before they even can say their own last name, let alone yours. I got my little nephew in the house. Come here, boy. Come here, man. Hurry up.
Hey. If your partner is being secretive with their phone, you need to do this now. Most people are unaware this simple, yet powerful website exists. If you feel suspicious about a person in your life, you need to do this before it's too late. Just enter their phone number in this app and prepare to be surprised. I wish I knew about this tool sooner, so now I am warning as many people as possible to take my advice. Just click the link, enter their phone number, and brace yourself for what comes next. Learning the truth can be scary and uncomfortable, so please be prepared when using this tool. Informed Americans across the country are using this tool every day to protect themselves. Share this with everyone you care about, but especially your friends and family. Get ready to discover the truth about the people in your life with just a phone number. You can finally learn who she or he might really be.
This is my nephew Josh right here, ladies and gentlemen. Josh, What did grandma, my mother, your grandmother, tell us about talking about our business?
To not do it.
What did she tell us to do when you had people in our life who did tell our business?
Get rid of them.
How soon?
Yesterday.
Good job. Get the hell out of here. That's what happens, ladies and gentlemen. It's very, very simple. When you have people in your life who will spread your business, who will violate the sanctity of your trust and your private space, they only get one shot. If Will Smith made any mistakes, ain't about him and Dwayne Martin, ain't about him or anything else. Yes, Chris Rock was definitely an egregious mistake. No doubt about that. But everything emanates from him with Jada. Remember when he was in his house and she was filming him? And he was like, that's not fair. I got my own fan base and I don't feel like being bothered. And it's not right to be putting me out there like that. Respect my privacy. She said, there he goes, y'all. There he goes, y'all. Remember when we heard about them going to therapy? How did we hear about it? Because she told us. And there's a whole bunch of women out there following her. Did y'all see me do a segment just a few weeks ago on the wife of former pro basketball player Joe Smith and how she was on had an OnlyFans account and stuff like that behind his back and he was going off about it? How do we know he was going off about it? Because she filmed him while he was talking. And then had the audacity when he left the house to go on TMZ and act like she was crying about it, like she's so hurt that he left. But in the same breath, she was like, oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, we got bills to pay. Then everybody knows he's been struggling financially. Well, how the hell we know that? Because you told us. It may not be the only way we found out, because there was an article written years ago, but ultimately, you remind anybody, I can assure you, as a person who covers the sport of professional basketball as a career, nobody's thinking about Joe Smith until you brought him up a couple weeks ago. And then what did she do? She utilized it to go on TMZ and talk more about it. And then after that, she went on a podcast, It Is What It Is, with my man Mace and Cam'ron, and actually gave Cam'ron a massage. If you don't believe me, I'll get him on the show and ask him about it. This is the shit that's going on. This is the nonsense. And it's got to stop. So we'll...
It definitely has to stop. Definitely has to stop. The internet got y'all messed up, man. See, before the internet, if you didn't know these people personally and they tell you personally, you wouldn't know. Now everybody know. Everybody got access to people's business. I'm not tired yet. I keep saying it. I'm not tired yet. But this has got to stop. These women are out of control right now. God damn it, you're out of control and you're out of order. You got to stop. You're embarrassing the men. And at the same time, asking them to be men. You're embarrassing the men. And at the same time, asking for protection. You're embarrassing the men. And asking them to pay money. It's got to stop. It got to stop. That's all the time we got for Ear Gas. We will be back. Because I'm not tired yet. Now, we're going to get into Brother Joe Smith and his wife next. I got to get Hustler Jones back. Because I got to have him be a part of that conversation. Until next time, I'm your host, Jamori Kennard. We want to send a special thanks to Hustler Jones for joining in on the broadcast. Hus, we love you, homie. Until next time, Ear Gas.